Correction. An earlier version of this story had indicated the Newmarket swimmers had only earned 3 medals, missing bronze medals won by Braden Tyvasalo and Alexander Axon as part of relay teams. The story below has been edited to correct this error. Newmarket swimmers are coming home as international medalists after performances at the Pan American Games this week. Locals Danielle Haynes, Braden Tyvasalo and Alexander Axon all earned medals for performances at the competition in Chile. Haynes earned a gold medal as part of the Canadian 4x100m medley relay team, plus a bronze medal in 100m backstroke, while Tyvasalo earned a silver in the 200m breaststroke and a bronze as part of the 400x100m medley relay team. Axon won bronze as part of the 200m freestyle relay team. Made available as the swimming competition wrapped up, Tyvasalo said it is special getting to compete in the games after watching them in Toronto in 2015. "I'm glad I can pass that down, be part of that legacy," Tyvasalo said. "Super special to kind of give back." Canada's swim team earned 25 medal finishes in all, including 11 gold, the most the country has ever won at a Pan Am Games outside of Canada. The Pan Am Games is a fantastic opportunity for a significant number of athletes, coaches and staff to get a games experience, said John Atkinson, high performance director and national coach, in a Swim Canada report. "Full respect to the athletes, the coaches, the support staff who really did their absolute best on this tour." Tyvasalo said he knew the swimmer who finished ahead of him in the individual 200m race, Jacob Foster of the U.S., whom he trains with at the University of Texas. He said he just focused on keeping competitive in the race. "I love racing, so kind of just going out, making sure I stay in the fight, try to bring it home best I can," he said. The local expressed appreciation to his coaches in Newmarket, where he was a member of the Newmarket Stingray Swim Club. Tyvasalo will be returning to Texas, where he said he will keep training and trying to improve as he continues to compete. "Keep going faster," he said, adding that he hopes to fare well in the next Canadian swim trials next year. "Whatever I'm doing seems to be working, so keep doing it."